Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to The Inside Connection, coming to you live from LA every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Hello, Christina Martin.
Hi, happy to be here tonight. It's a nice night out, actually. I mean, it's still pretty hot, but not in the hundreds, so that's a win. We're doing good there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely been beautiful in LA. We're definitely a little bit over that heat wave. We do have a hurricane that's getting ready to hit the shore of Louisiana, so we want to send out prayers for all of those people.
Yes.
Make sure that, you know, they're in our thoughts, because that's also a terrible thing to have happen. Watery disaster that looks like it's about to happen in the state of Louisiana. So, and the Virgo energy that we all have right now, that's all going to be a part of the cleanup of that disaster. So, you know, Virgo energy is pretty intense, and it customarily does bring in certain kinds of, watery hurricane things on the East Coast, but so this is definitely hurricane season. Virgo season is hurricane season, and I think that we may experience a little bit of that in our own personal lives, because it does try to bring in an energy of, you know, they say you need to make a big mess to clean the house.
Interesting, right? Okay. I mean, you know, I think that that's when you can get down to the nitty-gritty a little bit, which is very much Virgo. It's putting your body in weird, like, crooked spaces to get underneath the oven and up top in the crook of the ceiling, and doing
awesome.
All that stuff to clean it out, get that new fresh energy, that clean energy. We all like that.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, I love that. I love the idea of, you know, Virgo as giving us the capacity to analyze the situation and contort and conform who we are in order to get to the most efficient solution. My ruling planet is in Virgo. So because I have Scorpio rising, my ruling planet is Pluto. And I actually have Pluto in Virgo because I was born at that time. Of the calendar when Pluto was in Virgo a few years ago. And I think it definitely gives me that meticulous energy that would look at a situation and say, yeah, I can bend to make this happen. You know, I can fit into that a situation, and that's what helps me find the solution, is by being able to, you know, well, that's the mutability of Virgo also, which means Virgos are adaptable. And I like that too, that adaptability.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very freeform.
And also like mercurial, that Mercury energy, Mercury rules Virgo. So same thing. It's just like, you know, flowing, changing adaptability. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Virgo, we have a lot of Virgo right now, a couple of things in Virgo. We have the sun definitely in Virgo, and for the last day or so, it's been definitely square the moon, which is something that I wanted to talk to you about a little bit, because the moon's in Sagittarius, and I kind of felt that. I like watching the moon the last couple of days, but I'm very sensitive to the moon's phasing. And the square moon is an interesting time from the last new moon, which basically was last week. We did a new moon in Leo show.
Uh-huh.
And now a week later, the sun has gone into Virgo and the moon has moved to the quarter point, which means that it's that, you know, half cookie moon, that black and white cookie moon, where when you look up there, you see almost exactly half of a circle. And there's tension in that moon, and at the same time, there's the capacity to move through that tension and move to the other side. So the moon has been square just now for the last day or two, the sun, and right now it's square Mercury. So there's, I think, an interesting sort of tension between wanting to get to the truth of things and wanting to be able to be clear and meticulous as we go there. You know, that square between Sagittarius and Virgo is really the difficulty that Sagittarius has with details, because they like broad strokes, you know, they're very conceptual, they want a concept. And Virgo only really wants to get down to that nitty gritty. So there's this tension between the broad strokes and then the desire to say, well, how is this applicable to helping people? You know, what
beautiful great, Virgo. Yeah, right. Helping.
Sagittarius is great. Sagittarius is great. It like gives us philosophy, but how does that give Virgo the tools that it needs to actually get something done and be helpful to others?
Right. Yeah. Virgo is that, you know, earth sign. So it's like, how is it, you know, physically manifested? How do you physically help somebody? Do you cook a meal for them? Do you clean up their house for them? Do you do any type of maintenance for them? Some sort of, you know, visual or tactical or something that's more of this, something that's more of this earth rather than just this Sagittarian theory concept up in the air type.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there is a little bit of tension between that. And I think, you know, that there's a little inhibition of Virgo's ability to analyze an issue. So for the last day or two, and especially today and tomorrow, if you feel a little like up in the clouds, but maybe not able to articulate, if you've been trying to analyze a situation, but haven't been able to come up with a solution, the moon in Capricorn is on its way. It's only another day. So that will align in a much better way with the Virgo energy, and we'll be past the square moon. The tensions, though, that arise today, and yesterday are certainly very useful in order to be able to figure out where we need to shift, what changes we need to make in order to be able to move forward with greater success. So I think that's a really nice way to start the show, because that was super free form for the two of us, and very like, you know, felt a little bit of that Sagittarius energy, but still we were able to hold it together. So I think that that's really nice.
Yeah, I agree too. And I wanted to make one more point with those two signs. I like that because they're mutable. You know, there are some similarities between those signs. And I think going with that energy, I like that both of those signs do a lot of writing. Sagittarius is more on the publishing side. Virgo is more the, again, analytical, but is ruled by Mercury. So this getting these ideas out, maybe if you want to do some writing on your own, it'd be an excellent time to do that. Use that Virgo energy and,
It's certainly a good time to conceptualize that and write down a draft, you know, draft of ideas, because Sag is fire. And to be able to deepen or do a greater outline would happen in the next few days after this. But during this square moon, if there's tensions in your plot line, that's a good thing. You should be able to sort some of that out right now.
Beautiful. Yeah. Exactly.
Virgo is also really strongly connected to healing. So I feel like there's something important to say about Virgo, the healer, and Virgo, the meticulous energy that's involved in healing. They say like the sixth house in Virgo is about, sometimes they say it's about illness, right? But it's not about illness. It's about health. And illness results from when you don't take care of your health. And that anybody really that's under 35 doesn't usually have a concept of that, because bodies are generally very strong and we don't feel the damage and we don't feel that underlying dysfunction that's happening in the body as it ages. But anyone that's over 35 knows for sure that if you don't take care of your health, it will go away. So that Virgo is connected to that, because it's that take care of. It requires a dietary regime, an exercise regime, a protocol, you know, like a sleep protocol, overall wellness protocol. That's ruled by Virgo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like, you know, us youngins, shall I say, we have to clip our toenails every couple of weeks. So we have a little bit of that Virgo maintenance, just the taste, just a little bit of
still having to maintain. You
know, maintain.
Still having to maintain. Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
sure. Of course. If any young person would know if they didn't brush their teeth or they didn't take a bath or they didn't cut their toenails, how quickly they would have a health problem, you know, like
yes.
something,
yeah.
right. Something would go wrong. And I think that the older we get, the more responsibility we have towards every system. It's not just personal hygiene, which is a great example, though, of the Virgo thing that we have to do all our lives. I mean, when we're babies, someone's doing all that Virgo maintenance for us, right?
Right. Right.
Sitting
it's
us in a high
fair.
Chair, sitting us in a yeah. high chair and spoon feeding us, you know, in order to be healthy. Yeah, sure. Even eating three meals a day is part of that routine. But what I was saying is that I think we can neglect a little bit of that at a certain time in our lives. And then as we get older, there's less opportunity to neglect the maintenance that's necessary. So Virgo becomes an imperative. And I think we need it now. We definitely need it now. We need to be able to maintain our systems.
I think
socially.
That it's what's been keeping us alive in our homes I'm finding at least, like, I know even for mental health, maintenance or a daily check-in, you know, a daily cleanup, anything to do with that really, I think, keeps us a little bit on track. On
my daily walk.
Level. Exactly. Right.
My daily walk. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't miss it.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't walking.
I wasn't walking like this before the pandemic, and now I feel like it's essential. I don't miss it.
Essential,
I go out every day, walk a couple of miles or more. Could be anywhere between 2 to 4 miles a day, just like walking. And, you know, that's a lot to develop a new routine doing that and feeling like that's important for mental and physical wellness.
Wellness and healing, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's people were, I think, in the beginning, they maybe were like, okay, so we're stuck inside in the pandemic, let's order a case of wine. And, you know, now that we're 6 months into it, you probably shouldn't be continuing to order cases of wine. You know, like we have to pay attention to the routine. See, that initial response is not so much a Virgo response. That's more of a Leo response. Okay, well, this is going to be the new parameter. We're going to be trapped inside. So how do we make a creative experience out of this?
Yes.
Well,
right.
we turn it into a party, you know, like let's turn it into something fun if we can. And yeah, but now that the, you know, staying inside more often than not has to be maintained, that becomes more of a chore.
A chore. I know sometimes I feel bad. Virgo gets a bad rap because it's the thing that you don't really want to do. It's, you know, like going to work out. Half the time when I go to work out, I don't want to do that at all. It's not something that I'm interested to do at all. It's just work. And so I Virgo sometimes get that. They're the ones that are doing the constant work, but they have to, we have to get into that, you know, force ourselves a little bit to be in that space. So
makes
up to Virgo.
It's interesting
Virgo.
how it's connected to discipline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that the next couple of days, so we're talking actually for those people who listen to the show after the live broadcast, which I know there are a number of our listeners. So just taking a look at the remainder of this week, if you're looking at, you know, the 27th, 28th and 29th, you're going to have that moon in Capricorn, which is, I think, a greater capacity to discipline yourself to the tasks of the work and the maintenance. It's a great week to prep for September. This is a great week to prep for September. Get a handle on what are the responsible things that you need to be doing and you need to be aligning yourself with in order to move into the fall, since this isn't over yet, is it?
I don't think it's going to be. Not yet.
No, we have a few alignments that are coming up that are going to be, I think, quite eye-opening, including the fact that all the planets are going to go retrograde. The Capricorn planet that we've been talking about for a while. We've been talking about that alignment. And so Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto will all go direct again, which means they're going to move it into new degrees of experience. And in some ways, there's going to be a deepening of what we've already been going through, because any level of resistance, any level of resistance that we have towards letting go of unnecessary structure is going to go up to the next level. It's like whatever wake-up calls we need, we're going to get them right now. I know my kid was watching this video the other day about the deforestation of the Amazon.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was just a documentary that was part of his like social studies class, and all online, right? He's online, so there's a lot of video and stuff. But I happened to be sitting there listening to it, and I couldn't believe it. The deforestation of the Amazon in favor of palm oil trees, and what's being lost. You know, what's being lost, and the way in which we need to evaluate that. It's pretty serious that, you know, human beings have a hard time changing, that's for sure. And we need to change desperately, and hopefully we will.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will. It would be nice if we would take it upon ourselves. I used to say this to clients more than I say it to them now, you know. You don't have to get lung disease to stop smoking cigarettes.
Right. Right.
You don't have to be hospitalized. You know, you can heed the inner voice, the promptings of the inner voice. It's not just, it's so not easy to do. We have so much resistance and so much reluctance to embrace the discipline and the hard work, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's uncomfortable and boring and hard, and you don't get immediate results. I mean, luckily Virgo, sometimes, you know, cleaning up a room and then sitting in that clean room does feel good, but to get there, you have to get your fingernails dirty and sweat down your back and all that tough stuff to get through first.
You have to make a big mess to clean the house.
Yes, exactly. That's right back another, there, yep.
It's another one of those metaphors for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you start unpacking that baggage, it feels so good to sit in a clean room once it's finally over, doesn't it? It really does. It really does.
Yes.
Or how it feels to like put on a pair of pants and you've lost 10 pounds.
Yes.
Same thing. You know, there's a struggle for all of that. And yet that requires the discipline and the maintenance to be able to do it. And what you were saying, right? It's boring. It's boring because it's repetitive.
Yes.
All of that needs to be repeated, right? It's great to come up with an idea. Oh, let's open up a business. Oh, let's have a baby. Oh, let's this, let's that. It's so exciting. You know, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And then the business has to be maintained or it's not going to survive. And the same thing's true for the baby. You've got to diaper and feed it over and over and over and over and over again. And even though it's so exciting to have one, it's, Virgo kicks in on everything. There's no way to get around it. I guess unless you got a lot of money.
Sure.
Then you just have, you know, nannies and teachers and caretakers and down the road therapists because your children have been neglected.
Oh, there's the maintenance there later on then. They still get it.
There's a caller who wants to say hello from area code 914, which is Westchester County in New York, just north of New York City. You want to say hello?
Oh, yeah, let's do
sure,
it.
Sure, let's see. Hi, area
hello.
Code 914. Hi, you're on the Inside Connection, 914. Are you calling from Westchester?
Yes, close to Westchester, Rockland, actually.
That's cool. You have to speak up just because I can't hear you too clearly, but go ahead. What did you want to talk about tonight?
I was just listening in. I'm new to your show, and I don't know. Do you do readings?
We do sometimes do readings, and I think we could definitely do a reading for you. What's your name?
Catherine.
Let me just open up the astrology software, Catherine, and we will put your birth information in. I grew up in area code 914, so I know that area quite well. I grew up all the way up in Katona.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And lived in New York for a long, long time. So you don't happen to be a Virgo, do you?
No, but you know what's really strange is once somebody told me, I don't know, they did a different form of astrology. I don't know if it was Vedic. But they told me that's what I am. But other people say that's like the only.
Right, but you're really a Libra. You're really a Libra, right?
No, I'm a Cancer, actually.
That's not Vedic wouldn't tell you that you're a Virgo, but go ahead and tell me your birthday.
June 26th. You need the year as well?
June 26th. Yes. And what's your birth year?
1975.
And so your birth time, if you know it?
5:26 p.m.
5:26 p.m. And your birthplace?
Bronx, New York.
In the Bronx.
Yeah.
So, we know from your birthday that you're 45, and I just want to see if you're still having a little bit of the midlife crisis at the end. No, 1975. All the way down 28 degrees. It's very interesting. That's so interesting. I just did a reading for somebody this morning, Christina, who was born December 26, 1975. And
wow.
her Uranus was at 6 degrees Scorpio. So there's a huge difference in those 6 months.
Wow.
Catherine, you have Scorpio rising and Moon in Aquarius, and you're a Cancer with Saturn in Cancer. I'm not sure why someone actually would have told you you're a Virgo, because even in Vedic astrology, I think you would be a Gemini. Because the Vedic system is only really off by one sign, because they do something called sidereal alignment, but you could check into that. My software actually could convert this to Vedic, but I'm pretty sure that that's right. Christina, why don't you take a crack at Catherine's chart, and then I'll jump in.
Sure. Well, I mean, if we are going to speak about Virgo, I just want to bring up everybody has a house, a section of their life that has Virgo, you know, Virgo ruled. For you, Catherine, you have your public reputation. Your career is a Virgo-esque. So something to do with any type of healing or detail-oriented analysis. Writing even could be there. Do you do anything caretaking at all? Anything along those lines as far as your work is concerned?
It's funny. I did it for work for a little bit, but I mostly did it for family, and I do write. So you touched on a little bit of everything I do there.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I would
chime in and just ask if you've ever had a writing partner, because your Mercury is in Gemini and it rules the midheaven, but it's in the seventh house, which is partnership. You'd be very good having a writing partner or even a writing collaborative because of that moon in Aquarius in the third house, like a writing collaborative or an individual writing partner, something that would really help you excel in writing, which is something that, you know, there's lots of different interpretations. You could be an amazing mediator as well, but you need to use your really spot on language skills and your ability to detach but be kind. And there's just a lot that talks about the way you excel at socializing and language and communication and diplomacy. Those things really meld for me in writing collaboratives or mediation or something along those lines. Have you ever been interested in law?
I am interested. It's funny. I have a friend who's a Virgo who's a lawyer. So that kind of ties things together.
Nice, yes.
I've always wanted a writing partner, but have never really, like, I don't know if it's shyness or I don't want to, like, I could be delicate sometimes, so I think they might, like, step over, you know, and take control, so maybe that's why I've been a little skittish, but I've always wanted one to go faster in projects.
Yeah, well, it's possible. It's definitely possible for you to find one for sure. We're not going to be able to stay with you for too much longer, only because our time is going to end. So we're going to need to wrap up the show. But I do see, you know, that you have some good things happening as far as financially. You should be prepared to go through a fairly good financial time. Communication-wise, also good. The only one prediction that I would say that you should take note of is that Pluto is actually going to be square your natal Mars. So it's not soon, though. It's really a 2021 transit. So, but if there's somebody that you butt heads with, you want to really look at who they are and what they're trying to tell you, because you can learn something from them about, you know, the wanting to get your own way. You could learn something from them about that. But other than that, it looks like you have a good wrap up to this year. And thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you both so very much. I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a lovely
Thanks,
week.
Catherine.
You got Bye-bye it. Now. Thank you.
That was nice to have a caller come in. Sometimes I like doing the readings. Sometimes I really like doing the readings, meeting someone. I like also, I know she's probably still listening. She has a lot of fire in her chart, you know. She's a very creative, motivated, passionate, enthusiastic person with a lot of really good ideas and excellent skills at communicating those ideas. So that's nice.
Yes,
that's really nice.
Yes,
and sensitive.
So
you know, there's sensitivity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Catherine,
right.
I know you're still listening. You definitely want to have an earth stone, something like a tiger's eye or a carnelian egg or something like that, you know, because your chart is a little bit light on earth, the element of earth. So in order for you to have productivity, you want to bring some earth element into your environment. And that's all stones that are opaque stones that, you know, you can't see through. So this has been really nice, Christina Martin, and our time went so fast.
I'm like, we're done every time.
I can't
every
believe
time.
It, right? Well, anyway, it's been great being on the show again with everybody. I'm really happy for our live listeners and also for the people who listen to us. We see that that people are finding us. We're Christina and Martin and Craig Martin, and we're not related, and we're just good friends. And you've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week here at 6 p.m. Pacific, where you can find us at sageofstars.com.
Have a lovely night. Good night.